League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What a song this is. What a song. Oh, it's a wonder man can eat a tar when things are big that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells will be doing for us? Love this song. Futures made of virtual insanity. What a mess we're in. It's hard to know where to begin. I remember Jamiroquai being at their biggest in the 90s when I was at university and singing about the world being fucked. Before that, I remember Prince Charles in the 80s and 90s talking about the world being fucked. And from memory, we were all just like, oh, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Stop moaning. And what made it even more difficult to take from JK and PC, of course, is that they're both incredibly rich men. With seemingly great lives, you know, and attractive partners. Prince Charles was with Lady Diana and Camilla Parker Bowles, you know, both of them, lucky fuck. And JK was with a British television personality, Denise Van Outen, who became known as England's Rose before tragically dying in a car crash of a series of television programmes in the 90s. So, yeah, it was very difficult, to take what JK had seriously, you know, because it was like, oh, the environment's dying. Is it? Is it, dude? Yeah? You own 15 cars. You live in a mansion. When it's just you and Denise Van Outen, your carbon footprint is worse than cattle. If you're trying to tell me what a mess we're in, hard to know where to begin. Well, how about we begin on your fucking driveway, pal? The hole in the ozone layer is directly above your sprawling countryside pad with Denise, you fucking idiot. That was the easy thing to think. Yeah. And that's what we thought at the time, you know. Same with Prince Charles, you know. Why don't you give up your palace, mate, or a girlfriend, you prick, before you ask us to give up, what, hairspray? You know? But of course, looking back, we were the insane ones. Yeah. JK and PC were right, and we should have listened, but we didn't. And of course, just because JK had 15 cars, it doesn't actually prevent him, does it? Dedicating his life to tell people to use their cars less and have less cars. We get so het up, don't we? On double standards in this country, you know, and around the world. You know, we get so het up on double standards, like the... what's better, having 15 cars and dedicating your life to prevent global warming, right? Or just have one car and be a lazy fuck doing nothing with your life apart from watching TV and eating takeaways? Obviously, it's better to be JK. And what happens? We never listen. Right? We never listen to people like JK and Prince Charles. So they give up and go away, and we get the next JK, don't we? Greta Thunberg, GT, telling us the planet is dying and what we're all doing, you know, is killing the planet. And we all say, oh, fuck off. fuck off. And we try and catch her out, don't we? By looking at a picture on a train and say, oh, Greta, look at how much you care about the planet. Yeah, look at how much packaging is on your lunch. You pretend to care about the environment, but your lunch has packaging. Anything to distract us from the fact that in our hearts, we know they're right. We know they're right. But if we make them look like hypocritical pricks in our minds, then we don't have to give up anything. We don't have to change our lives one iota, because at least we aren't being hypocritical. At least we're saying we're going to do nothing to save the planet, and then we're just doing just that, aren't we? We're doing nothing. We're doing absolutely fuck all, which makes us better than JK and Prince Charles and GT. Because essentially what it boils down to is, I know you're right, but shut the fuck up. I shut the fuck up because I'm watching this programme, I'm eating this takeaway, and I'm listening to this podcast. Leave me alone, Greta. Leave me alone. JK, you moaning fuck. That's the love.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.